Hayden, first of all, commiserations on that game. Your tactic seemed to be just to try and snuff Whitehawk out.
I think that when you come to places like this, you have to accept that they're better than you, and tactically you have to ask them a question, which, to be fair, I don't think they could answer. They scored one goal from a wicked deflection. They scored another goal from a free kick, so it's not in open play. Maybe the free kick the goalkeeper could have done a little bit better with. But it wasn't as straightforward as that. It was really allowing them to play in certain areas, not allowing them to play in other areas, suffocating key spaces. Tactically, the team was spot on. And to be fair, probably had 1-0 to Merston written all over it until the deflection.
You certainly had a very solid defence for most of that game, and I guess for most of the people here, we're quite surprised that you went 1-0 up.
Well, when you play like that, you play for moments, and that was the moment. You know, you can't expect Merston from the Ryman South to come away from home to Whitehawk, who are trying to win promotion into the Conference National, and take them on toe-to-toe and take 5-5, because they've got the players to pick you off and beat you comfortably. So you have to come up with a different idea, which is going to tactically give them a problem. And that's what happened. And I think that if Steve and Gary are honest with themselves, Whitehawk didn't really have the solutions to the problems.
And as far as you're concerned, you guests must be quite proud of your 11 plus your substitutions today.
Oh, absolutely. Again, they were warriors out there. You can see why they're 9 games without defeat. You can see how they're young men with potential, and the team has the potential to go on and do very well in our respective league. We've got to accept defeat today, but we've got to realise that the team has done very well against an excellent side, a side that without doubt has the ability to win the Conference South. And we move on to Burgess Hill in what is, in all honesty, a much bigger game for us because it's league points.
When you went 1-0 up, was there a part of you thinking, hey, we can cause a shock here?
I thought that from the start. I thought that from the first moment that we would come here and we would create them different problems. And the interesting thing is when you play like that and you concede territory and you concede possession, you've got to be calm to see whether they come up with the solutions. And I repeat, if you look at what our goalkeeper had to do today, he had a first goal, which was a wicked deflection, and the second goal, which is a free kick. If you analyse the game, can you think of any other saves that he had to make? The answer is I don't think there were any.